Now, more Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
I love that music. I really do. It's a lot of fun. And you're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we are right in the middle of our program. So let's pick it right back up. Supreme Court this week sides with the Navy.
That's right.
In a very interesting sonar case.
Well, that's interesting because the Navy has traditionally for many years been having its maneuvers, I guess you'd call them, or training sessions off of Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And in connection with that, they use sonar, which, of course, is a very important to
that's
the Navy.
That's so they don't bump into each other.
Well, no. It's a very important part of whatever. It's like an underwater radar, but
right,
they use
right.
it. And a case was brought by one of the environmental groups, or several environmental groups, which indicates that the use of the sonar is hurting the whales. The sound, and the whales are getting wacky from the sound.
Oh.
So
well, that's not good.
That went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and the court upheld the U.S. Navy's need to conduct realistic training with active sonar. And that need outweighs the concerns of the environmentalists that the sonar could damage marine life. Now, I mean, it's a tough question, but on the other hand, as Chief Justice John Roberts began the opinion by quoting George Washington.
Oh, he did?
Yes. Quote, "To be prepared for war is one of the most effectual means of preserving peace," end quote. And that was George Washington, our first president.
That's right.
And so with that in mind, you have to sort of weigh the equities of the two arguments about, you know, whether the protection of the marine life, which is important, and then the needs of the United States Navy to prepare itself and to conduct proper, maneuvers or whatever they...
Maneuvers, yeah.
And even though there's a what they call the beaked whale, and it's an endangered species, and apparently they suffer, according to the National Resources Defense Council, they suffer irreversible damage when they are exposed to the intense underwater noises that the sonar produces.
Really?
Yes. But the court said, they do not question the seriousness of the environmental concerns. The use of sonar, however, is the only reliable technology for detecting and tracking enemy diesel-electric submarines. Naturally, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg dissented, and also so did Justice David Souter, who wrote that the likely harm, including 170,000 behavioral disturbances, I don't know what, how do you count 170,000 behavioral disturbances?
For the whales.
What, the whale scratches its behind, that's a behavioral thing, and 8,000 instances of temporary hearing loss among mammal life cannot be lightly dismissed.
Oh, not at all.
Even in the face of an alleged risk to the effectiveness of the Navy. However, the court, and I think properly, sustained the Navy's position. Now, if they're having temporary loss of hearing, what I think that these environments should do is to teach the beak whale how to read lips.
Right.
So they can read lips, and then if they're deaf and their fellow whales are telling them something, they can be able to, or sign language.
That's right. It's a little hard with a little fin.
With fins,
it's very hard.
Right.
But our crack crew went underwater and actually captured, after these two whales, heard what the court did. This is what they said.
What do you want me to do, dress and drag and do the hula? Wow!
If you're hungry for a hunk of fat and juicy meat, eat my buddy Pumba here because he has a treat. Coming down a dine on a tasty swine, all you have to do is get in line. Ah, you aching?
Yup.
Yep.
He's a big
pig. You can be a big pig, too.
Well,
maybe that'll teach you.
That's right.
Jeez.
Well,
those poor whales.
But
you know, the whales can sing.
Well, they have very, very developed intelligence.
Yeah, they do, very much.
Big mouth shut.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't you do that?
Are you going to play everything?
I don't know. The guy lost control here.
Are you pressing buttons?
No, I'm not touching anything. After the whales moved out, I couldn't see what I was doing.
If you are pressing buttons, press the one in your head, which is causing all of this. It's the off button.
Anyway, all right, let's move on to the next case because I can't take all this frivolity.
Right.
All right. Happens to be.
There is no room for levity in the law.
I had
a professor. You can imagine what a happy-go-lucky guy
he was. What was his last name? Boris Karloff?
Oh, yes. He was hurt.
Did he have a lot of authoritative phlegm?
There is no room for levity in the law. Look, professor, it's a big joke, the whole law. Laugh, enjoy yourself, will you please?
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway,
now, here's a very interesting case, which is very informative, and I think you need to pay close attention. And by the way, if you have a question, let me give a number real quick. If you want to reach us with a question, because I know you're just dying to ask us something, like how did you get away with this, 1-888.
Why aren't you locked up?
That's right, and that's where we are. 1-888-463-6748. 1-888-463-6748. That's anywhere in North America, and that's toll-free. So you don't even have to put it down on your expense account. Now,
all of you folks in Malaysia, listen closely.
011-847-470-0937. I'll repeat that for those of you who are in Malaysia.
Would you mind saying it in Siamese?
I can't do that, but I will give it to you in my military voice.
Right.
011-847-470-0937.
Right. Whatever you are. Whoever you are.
Call in. We will not take your call. Anyway, now this is an interesting one. Stop fooling around because I want you to pay close attention to this, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
this is very important.
Right.
If, in fact, you are going through a foreclosure, which we don't hope you are not, but if you are, and even if you are making your mortgage payments, you really need to check to see who your mortgage lender really is and if they're getting the payments. Tell them what happened, Jim.
This is it's an interesting thing, but I guess you've heard a lot about, and I'm not going to get into all the details, about this packaging of mortgages, securitizing them, these securitized mortgages and debts, and they're sold in shares. When they say securitizing, they mean you sell shares of stock, in a sense, in the loan. Now, they're all packaged. Your loan for $200,000, next guy's loan for $140,000. They're all packaged into a big, huge, multi-million-dollar group of loans, a bundle of loans, which are, as I say, securitized, sold at like stock. You buy a share in the loan. Now, these loans are going bad. We know that. A lot of the mortgages are going bad, and they are being foreclosed. But frankly, if you try to find out what bank owns your mortgage, you're going to have a problem. It's not so easy. However, also, it's not so easy for them. They've got so much stuff going on, they don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so make sure, if you're going to be foreclosed upon, that you find out whether the person attempting to foreclose is actually the owner of your loan.
Correct.
Because there was a widow in Lehigh Acres, Florida, who was served with two entirely different foreclosure suits, each claiming that a different lender owned her mortgage and had not been paid.
Right.
Now, I think this, too. Check to make sure all of your payments have been received by them, or at least that they've been whether you've made those payments. It may be because they're so nutsed up in the way they conduct this goofy collateralized debt obligation situation, these securitized mortgages. I'm using phrases that most of us don't understand, including yours truly. But the fact is you make sure that they're correct when they say you haven't paid the mortgage.
Right.
You may have made payments that they haven't recorded and so forth. Now, please bear in mind, most people who think they're in default, they don't answer the complaint. They just generally don't respond. But I would suggest that if you feel there's something wrong with the thing you're being foreclosed about, and if the foreclosure is action, see a lawyer. Get a little advice and make sure that they're correct and answer the complaint if you think they're wrong, or at least put in what we call a notice of appearance or something where they know you have to be served with all subsequent papers, and there's a whole bunch of them in the foreclosure action.
Right. That's something that gets complex. You do need a lawyer for that.
Well, you know, right.
It's your home. You can't take any chances. Okay. Now, many folks now check their or pay online or get the information
back. Well, that's why I
don't pay online, but every month, once I make the payment, my mortgage company sends me an online message saying they received it.
Right. Well, so, that's what I want them people. I want people to understand that you want to make sure you have received credit for the payments you've made.
Right.
Because there are errors made, and I'm going to tell you right now, as you can see how intelligent these bankers are, that they got themselves in problems, and they need $700 billion for the United States government to pull them out of their problems. These bankers, these wizards, could certainly be mistaken concerning every foreclosure that is going on today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people ought to be protected in that regard. And those are my words of advice.
Thank you. Now, let me give some advice here.
Right.
It's important for you all to know that we are live today. Our engineer reminds me to let you know that we're live. So today's the day. If you have a question...
At my age, I'm still alive?
It's not easy to believe, but you are setting a record every day. Methuselah looks like a kid compared to you.
You ever hear Mel Brooks, 2,000-year-old man? They call him Junior.
Compared to you. Well, the point here is, folks, we are live today. So if you have a question, toll free anywhere in the United States, 1-888-463-6748. Because we discovered that a bunch of you are calling at 11 in the morning when our show rebroadcasts.
Right.
And the only person to take your questions is rollicking Randy Meyer. Now, he's a very nice gentleman, but he doesn't know a lot about the law. But he does know a lot about cars. So when you call in the morning, ask him how your car works, because he will figure that out for you. We can't even figure out the topic that we are supposed to be talking about. So there's no chance of you getting an answer from us.
Right.
Anyhow, we're live right now. Call us 1-888-463-6748. Hey, here's a good one. This is really disgusting, actually.
It is.
But it's nice to know that there are kooks all over the world,
not just the United States.
There's an Austrian guy who, they call him the Austrian incest father, and he's arrested now for murder, but it's pretty bizarre. You just got to know what crazy people are out there. Don't talk about this too long. It makes me upset.
Well, it makes all of us upset, but fortunately it's in Austria, not here. But this is a guy, I think his name is Fritzl.
He's a Fritzl, all right.
Yeah, and he's been charged with murder because, well, let me get back.
Tell the whole story.
He's an incestuous bum. He's an Austrian man. He imprisoned his daughter for 24 years when she was 18 years old, and he fathered 7 children with her. And he's been charged with murder because one of the children died because it was sick, he or she was sick, and he did nothing about it. He has also, of course, his name is Josef Fritzl. Fritzl, but they say in German, in Austria. His name is Josef Fritzl, 73 years old.
Oh, he's a hell of a guy.
And he's still with the children already bouncing in with the girl. And he's been accused of rape, incest, false imprisonment, and slavery.
Oh, my goodness.
He must have got his training in a Nazi army or something.
I tell you, this guy should go right to jail and never come out.
He's confessed to the whole thing.
Oh, that was nice of him.
And repeatedly raping his daughter, Elizabeth, who's now 42 years old, who was kept in a warren of windowless cellar rooms that he built way back in 1984, shortly after she turned 18.
This guy's like a modern-day monster.
It's like when you read when you see these movies about people like that. But he's as goofy as a $3 bill, and he has been indicted, whatever they do in Austria, and he'll probably serve quite a bit of time in prison. By the way, Austria does not have the death penalty, and maybe a lot of you people will think, maybe the death penalty is not so bad.
For
a guy like this.
Anyway, it's now time to move forward.
Right.
2, arrogance of the rich and famous.
Well, we have 2 things.
Yes. What do we have this week? Arrogance of the rich and famous.
Well, there's another thing. Remember, we always with the rich and the famous.
Rich
this
and famous.
This is rich. This is a fellow by the name of Raoul Weil. He's 48 years old, and he's the chairman of Global Wealth, at UBS, which
is a Swiss bank.
You know,
yes.
Well, it's United Bank Suisse.
Right.
And he was indicted November 6th in Fort Lauderdale for helping American clients evade taxes. Apparently, he has been indicted on a single charge of conspiring to help 20,000 wealthy Americans hide their assets from the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, that's
remember
nice.
I told you I was audited?
That's right.
You know, for
yeah.
35 cents.
I know it. Yeah, you bought that
guy
out
on a bus. They said you walked and you kept the money in your pocket. That was it. Any rate, so he would not. This is the kind of thing we deal with. Here's a guy that gives advice to people on how to beat the United States, and he's in Switzerland. And
unfortunately,
authorities say that the U.S. Treasury is robbed of about $100 billion annually on these offshore hide money.
Oh yes.
And they would advise them where to put the money offshore,
right.
And the secret Swiss.
And this is not a person who adds a little to their expense account or subtracts a little. These are big time guys.
Billions of dollars.
Yes.
Involved.
Right.
So he will be. He could serve a lot of time, and pay a lot of fines. And let's hope he does. The case is called U.S. against Whale. It is pending in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. It bears number 08-60322, and nobody gives a darn about that.
I can't believe you're giving the number.
But just in case anybody in Fort
wants
Lauderdale,
to look it up.
Well, if they want to go over there to watch the trial.
Oh, that's right.
Watch this guy hang.
What room is it in?
I don't know what room it's in.
The case number is not going to help. You need a room number. All right. How about a little about Britney? Do you have anything on Britney this week? Because I think she got in trouble again.
Oh, yes. And Britney Spears.
You got 1 minute to go.
She had a problem, and her little boy, Jaden James Federline, apparently had some kind of a reaction. She took him to the hospital, and he was very bad. It was in a very bad condition. And the question is whether she was negligent in feeding him or giving him stuff to which he was allergic. If she knew about the allergy, then she's going to be in trouble.
In trouble again.
She's negligent because, you know, Federline, her husband,
right,
or her estranged husband, Kevin Federline, might say, look, let's amend this custody. I don't even want to give a visitation anymore.
I tell you the truth, I wouldn't.
She can't handle herself.
Oh, my God, this poor kid.
Well, if she did know and she knew the kid was allergic and she did do what she did,
right,
she's going to have to pay the piper.
Well, here's the problem with her. She doesn't know what she's doing half the time. So even if she did know he was allergic to something, she might have given it to him because she's in a stupor most of the time.
That's what would come out, you see.
And, Brittany, we'd love to have you on the show.
That's right.
We'd love to have you as a guest here.
That's right. To explain some of these things.
Exactly.
But that's not the – you see, that's – the thing is that she is so mixed up.
Right.
Irrational. Goofy.
Cookie.
That even if she does things she's not responsible for doing, people think that she is.
Right.
Shouldn't use the word responsible
because
she's responsible for nothing.
But in this case, if in fact she's in a stupor or something and she makes a mistake, it's a mistake. But do you want that kid to go back to be with her?
Well, unless if she didn't know about it, that's not her fault.
Okay.
But if she knew about it, was negligent, you know, maybe he was allergic to shrimp, and she gave him a shrimp cocktail because he's 3 years old. I don't think he would have a shrimp cocktail.
No, it's probably a peanut or something.
But it could have been a peanut.
Like a peanut butter.
Well, a little butter.
Yeah, or a nutty butter. I love those.
It depends on which side your bread is buttered on.
That's correct.
That's what she said.
And in our case, nutty butter would be exactly appropriate. Anyway, I'm going to take a short intermission because I can't take this any longer. Between that crazy guy from Austria, that kook from Bank Swiss, and Britney Spears, who can't figure out whether to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or not, we need a rest. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them right here on Talk Zone Radio.